This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk.
Truth. Take me down to Pothole City where my rims get bent and the roads are rather rough.
Crappy.
But today they're working on it. I just went down Villanova and the on-ramp to 580 northbound is shut down. You don't see that too often. And they're down to, I guess, like something like one lane from Plum northbound 580. Going up north. And so the reason is to fix the winter damage that we had on the highways and the roads.
And so there was a lot of it, yeah.
That's good, isn't it? Hi, folks. I'm John Potter, your favorite unemployed TV anchorman. And in Carson City, it's Mr. Craig Moss, our ace producer, taking calls in the order they come in when we open up the phone lines.
Which they
Hi,
just
Craig.
Did.
Oh, good. There they are. How you doing, buddy?
Excellent. It was a beautiful week. A little warm yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but yeah. Well,
a lot of people on the roads this morning, usually 8 o'clock in the morning Saturday when I'm biking. It's a dead zone, but I actually had to stop at red lights. I know you hate that about bikes, bikers. They don't usually stop at red lights. I had to stop at red lights. There was opposing traffic. But all the cars on the road, they're all going to Tahoe.
Right.
I don't know if you heard, but Tahoe's a city now.
$50, please.
Oh, my. When's the last time you've been there?
Last time I was there up to go, actually, to be on the beach or anything was probably about 2 years ago. To go up there and have dinner with friends about 3 months ago.
If you want to go in another 2 years, make your reservation now. Actually, don't go. It'll break your heart. I mean, we all love Tahoe. It's close to our hearts. But let me start with Truckee. We were just at Truckee for a night, and Truckee is so crowded now, even on the weekdays. Lots of new development. It's almost unrecognizable. I don't see how they'll ever go back to how it was. And now, Fedor's... the popular travel guide company actually put Lake Tahoe on its list of places to stay away from this year. Stay away from Tahoe. This they recommend it. I've never seen a big tour guide company dissuade people from going to.
You know, and I think there might be. I might have a reason for that. Partially, is that our winter was so wet that the lake is so high. That there's less beach for people to enjoy. The water level is, I mean, like at Sand Harbor, this is the first year in several years they haven't had to go for boat launching, drive a half a mile down to the lake.
How do you?
Just kidding.
How do you know Sand Harbor? Do you know somebody at Sand Harbor? Is that how you get in? I'm just, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I've never seen cars. They line up along the highway, 6 in the morning. I guess the gates open at 7 o'clock, and pretty much Sand Harbor is all booked out and filled
in 10
by
7:10. Yeah.
I don't understand why troopers or somebody doesn't ticket these cars lined up all along the highway there. It's just a totally different scene. Well, the popular travel guide company put it on the list of places to stay away from because of the harmful ecological effects of over-tourism. Folks, we saw that in the pictures from 4th of July there, entitled Disrespectful People, trashing just about everywhere. What happened this 4th of July horrified us for folks who've been here for a while. It's got to stop. Too many tourists have no respect because it's not their home. I'm all for deterring the tourists who just want to come to Tahoe. I'm all for deterring them. Who want to come to Tahoe to party, you know? And there are too many cars, and it's year-round now, and there's not enough enforcement for parking and littering. But there's no practical way, actually, you got to bring cars because there's no practical way to get around Tahoe except by driving.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I noticed is that they said that there was over 6,000 pounds, 3 tons of trash picked up from the shorelines. They're not considering also the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of pounds that are actually dropped in the lake by boaters and things like that. We've had the past couple of years, there's the divers that go down and clean up. There was one time, I believe, that they picked up, they dredged up 13,000 pounds of trash from the bottom in the area they were going in.
If we had an officer just walking the beach, writing tickets to these people, or telling them to clean up, why isn't this done? I'm reading this. This is national news now, folks. This is CBSNews.com. I can't go to my own beaches anymore, said Susan Daniels, 70, a lifelong resident of Kings Beach. By the way, of course, now CBS News usually says sources say and doesn't identify the people usually to push their political views. But they actually named this person. Susan Daniels, 70, lifelong resident of Kings Beach, whose parents met at a Tahoe area ski resort in 1952. She says she can't go to Sand Harbor anymore. You have to line up along the highway by 7 a.m. now to get in. She says she can't use the public spaces her property tax dollars go to support. Locals here are avoiding Tahoe on the weekends now and holidays. I have a couple of friends. Oh, no. Don't go on holiday. Oh, don't go on the weekends. I went to Truckee on a weekday, and it was like a weekend. This is a common thing now. I mean, Yosemite, it's a beautiful place, but pretty much an awful place to visit. In the summer, it's completely overrun. You sit and wait for hours for the times. They have this entry system to let you in if it does. And, yeah, you pay to get in, and you have to get a permit to use some trails. Our Desolation Wilderness is starting to do the same. People blame the COVID lockdowns because people were seeking out places to go because so many things were closed. And at Tahoe, they're still building. Palisades Tahoe is planning a new high-rise. Somebody else in Tahoe wants to build a water park. Tahoe officials are considering new fees to thin out the crowds, maybe toll roads, or $50 for locals and tourists alike. Even though locals, they already pay those high taxes, you know, on their, their access should be, well, this is me talking, subsidized, right? Problem is, Tahoe does not have an industry other than tourism. So what do you do? In March, Heavenly announced a new parking policy. Have you heard about this? Everybody going to Heavenly this ski season has to reserve a paid spot. Oh, this is next season. Yeah, season coming up. What the heck is going on? You know, people say, oh, you know, these are the good old days. But I can't picture 30 years from now saying, boy, you know, that 2023, those were the good old days. Kind of scares the heck out of me what's coming. So what do we have on the show today? We have the Shoe Tree Brewing Company. Lots of questions there, and we'll take calls too. Beer calls, nothing better than beer calls. Irvin from Out West Buildings, folks, what about insulating your shed? This was a problem I've run into myself, and they're having this big container sale too. And we're going to have the White House in Genoa. Don't go to Genoa. We don't want it to be like Tahoe. No, go to Genoa. It's a very nice place, White House Inn. And later on, 11 o'clock this morning, Donna Ballard, Bullard, she's kind of a spokesperson for Airbnbs. What do you think about those? And somebody told me also that she has been on Judge Judy. That's interesting already. So we're gonna have that on the show today. And, of course, your phone calls at 884-9910, which Craig is in Carson City, screen those calls. Topics I'm going to hit on this morning, prepare yourself, the writer's strike. Consumers Reports actually did an issue on the best frozen pizza. I have some issues with that. E-bikes. I'm seeing an awful lot of e-bikes now in town. I'm seeing a lot of e-bikes, not so much pedaling the e-bikes, but I want to hear what you have to say about that. The upcoming election. And it looks like we already know who the candidates are. Nothing to laugh at, honestly. Home prices, Zillow, all in our area, folks. So give us a call, 884-9910. So up next, we have our first guest here. That is going to be Shoe Tree Brewing Company, Paul, co-owner with his brother. That's up next. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, and this is our live and local show every Saturday from 9 to noon. FM, we'll be back in a few minutes. FM News Talk time is 9:16.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Okay, so I don't know who needs to hear this, but you still have clothes in the dryer. I bet you do. You really do. I'm John Potter. Good morning, 919. On the phone with us is Paul. And Paul, I don't know how you did it. 208 Google reviews, and every single one of them is 5 stars. There wasn't one sourpuss in the bunch. Holy cow. Shoe Tree Brewing Company, and this is for your Carson City location. You're also in Minden. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we are in Carson City.
The only thing I...
2021.
The only... thing I've heard many things actually about the beer, but I also heard somebody swore to me, you got to try the Choco Burrito. You have to explain that to us, sir. What is the Choco Burrito?
So that came from, I don't know if you've heard of the Strange Brew Festival in Reno. Put on by the cabinet every year. We brewed it for that, and you remember Choco Tacos? Basically, waffle cone, ice cream, chocolate, peanuts, and a ice cream bar. So think that, but in a beer.
Oh,
and
devious.
Now that's that beer's gone on to win awards at the most prestigious beer competitions in the world, all starting out of the Strange Brew competition. So,
kind of explains the 208 five-star reviews, my friend. Well, tell us the history of you and the Shoe Tree Brewing Company. What made you want to be the prime person of the granddaddy of
the
craft
talk
beer
of Northern Nevada,
in our region around Carson City and also Minden, sir? What's the history?
So, me and my brother Jeff started brewing in our garage around probably 2010. And just fell in love with making beer and having fun with it. And we thought it would be cool to have a brewery one day, but we realized we didn't really know anything about starting a beer business. So I went to business school at UNR, got a business management degree there. And then my brother Jeff started working in local breweries to get that experience. And when I left college, I went to work as a grunt for him at a local brewery. And about 2 years in, we got the courage to start looking for funding and doing our own. And then 2017, we were able to open up our first location.
These are the heydays for beer because, boy, in the 70s, what do we have to choose from? I think Sierra Beer Company and the rest were the big three nationwide beer companies. And now we have so many, and they're all, you know, they are all good. I am amazed, though, at the number of breweries, but apparently people drink a lot of their craft beer because they keep growing and expanding. I can't believe how many there are. There's more than there are Starbucks, and we used to joke about Starbucks on every corner. So why is your beer different? You got to set aside from the rest. How are you unique at Shoe Tree Brewing Company, my friend?
So we pride ourselves on quality. We've won in our 7 years of existence, we've won over 30 prestigious medals and across all sorts of different competitions. And basically, our goal is to bring world-class beer to Northern Nevada. And so that's our number one thing. And then we also kind of split what we brew into two categories, classic, traditional styles, and then the other half is fun, funky things like the Choco Taco Porter. We have a grape Jolly Rancher flavored sour. So we like to have something for every crowd. If you're drinking crisp light lagers, we have it. If you want to drink something crazy, we have that too. And then the number one thing for us too. Those 5-star reviews is when you come in, you're having a good time, it's a good atmosphere, and we have good customer service. So those are kind of what we built Shoe Tree on.
All right, folks in Carson City, this is where it is. You go to the mineral baths, what's the name of them? The hot tubs there?
Carson Hot. Yep.
Yeah, you are right next door to that. You're actually next to the Sassafras restaurant. Are you connected with the Sassafras, Paul?
So we're all independent, even though we're on the same property. And it's pretty cool. The Visitor Bureau put together what's called the triathlon. And that's when you go into the Hot Springs, Sassafras, and Shoe Tree all in one shot. And if you send in a little code from each spot, you get a free T-shirt from the Visitor Bureau showing that you did the triathlon down in Carson City.
Now, you can't bring the beer into the hot spa, right?
No. So what you want to do
they'd make a killing. But, you know, rules are rules, right?
Rules are rules, and just safety, you know, drinking next to the pool. So we just encourage you, after you heat up in the hot springs, to come cool down with a pint. So,
all right. So what's the music festival that's coming up that people are going to have a ball at?
So that's a week from today. It's called Everything Sucks Fest. This is the fourth one we're doing. This is our summer kind of punk rock festival. It's outdoors. It's all ages. It starts at 1 p.m., and it's free to anyone that wants to come. And you can check cool local fun bands and have some beer.
And admission price or anything?
It's free. Starts at 1, goes to about 5 or 6.
All right. And where at again?
That's at our Carson City location, which if you search Carson Hot Springs or Shoe Tree City, it's super easy.
And where are you in Minden, Paul?
So we're in the Ironwood Shopping Center. If you're familiar with the movie theater down there, we're directly next door to them. We have a nice little outdoor patio and a tasting room as well.
And you guys are still inventing. You have some new brews, right?
Yeah. So summertime, we have coming out right now a new Hefeweizen, which is called Soul Glow. So that will be out by next weekend. And that's just like a nice, refreshing, think like Blue Moon, Shock Top, but a little more crafty. And then for the IPA heads, we're going to have a new hazy IPA called Laser Dreams coming out. And then for the sour heads, we're going to have that grape Happy Farmer sour coming out soon. And then right now, we have the fourth in the series of the Choco Taco. This one is the Big Daddy. It's a Imperial Stout. Okay. Choco Taco Belmonte. That's out now, and it's almost out. We released it last weekend. It'll probably be sold out by the end of this weekend. Those are the new beers coming out right now.
Trying to make up my mind. Shoe Tree beer before or after the spa, the hot bath? I just can't
decide. I think it goes
decide.
After. Yeah, Thursday both. Afternoon.
All right. Anything else, my friend? It's been good talking with you, but one more plug. What did you want to get across?
Also on the list, kind of goes into new beers. We did a collaboration with the guys that put together the new Cap to Tahoe Trail. It's kind of a really cool project. It's a new 9.6 mile bike trail, walking trail that connects Ash Canyon to the Kings Canyon Trail to the Tahoe Rim. So now you can literally bike from Carson City up to Tahoe, which was never possible before. And so we did a pale ale to kind of celebrate that grand opening a couple weeks ago. And that was a fun project to be a part of. So.
Well, good for you, my friend. Next time I'm out of the baths, I'll definitely stop by. You're separate from Sassafras, but do they serve your beer now? Because when I went to Sassafras before, they have their own things there.
They have their own, so they'll rotate us in. And then you can also chill at our bar and order Sassafras, and they'll bring it right over to you.
And it all started in your basement. My gosh. Shoe Tree Brewing Company. Paul, co-owner with your brother, Minden and Carson City. Thanks, Paul, for checking in. Always like to let the listeners know about these great places. And oh my gosh, 5 stars, 208 reviews, each and every one. Not one sourpuss. Thanks, Paul. Have yourself
Thank
a great
you. Have a good- you too.
All right, sir. Up next, insulation for your shed. After that, White House Inn in Genoa. And then it's me with your phone calls. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday morning right here, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We're going to break for Fox News. Be back in a few minutes. FM News Talk time is 9:29.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Craig in Carson City does such an incredible job. He is a genius with computers, and he has instituted this new, I guess it's a Google Calendar system, digital computer calendar. And the people who line up guests for this show, when they line up a guest, they're supposed to go to Craig's wonderful Google Calendar and put it in. And Craig showed me how the Google Calendar worked a couple of weeks ago. But a lot of us you'll have to drag us kicking and screaming to use it, my friend. So a lot of these guests, Craig has no idea. we haven't put them in his calendar. What is it about the little booklet calendar that some of us just can't give up on? All right. He's not going to call me names after all. I'm John Potter. This is all live and local, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Good friend of the show, Irvin, Out West Buildings in Fallon. Hey, Irvin, how's it going?
Morning.
It's a good, well, it's good now. I'm looking at a high today of, what is it, 104? And out in Fallon, it sometimes is even a little bit warmer out there. How are you dealing with the heat there, Irvin?
I'll just hunker down in the shade. You know how it is. That sun sure beats on you.
Well, you should hunker down in your wonderful sheds, wonderful buildings out there. And the first question I have about your sheds, which, by the way, folks, if you're unfamiliar with Out West Buildings, superb, supreme construction on these things. I mean, built better than some houses, I think. Oh, my gosh. And you build them right there in Fallon. And but I got to ask you, because I have a shed, and what do you have in the way of insulation for the extreme hot weather that we have? I mean, a lot of people put things in their sheds that don't do well in the heat. What can you do, Irvin?
Yeah. Boy, ain't that the truth. There's a lot of things, and I'll tell you that we store and don't even realize when we put it in there. We don't think about the heat that's going to happen. Or that builds up in these sheds and containers as far as that goes. But, yeah, we have a product that our customers love, and that's a spray foam insulation that we put in. We have a machine right there in the yard that we apply this, and that stuff just makes a huge difference in so many ways. It's a very effective way to beat back the heat, and, you know, it really – those cold drafts in the wintertime really does a good job for all extreme or weather extremes.
So this isn't like this huge construction thing to put in to insulate your shed. You use this foam, which sounds rather economical to use and also quite effective, you say, huh?
Yeah, there's a process. There's, you know, we got trained people. We've got to go through a training and be certified to be able to do this. But yeah, it's we can do it right in construction. We can do it. People get it done a lot of different ways, or several different ways, I guess. We have the option where you can get your whole building foamed, and we sell it by the inch. So if you want 2 inches, that's kind of our standard product. We apply 2 inches to the floor. We manufacture the floor. You know, these things are portable buildings, so the floor is designed to, everything kind of works off that floor as far as the portability part of it. So what we do is we manufacture the floor, pull it out to the foam machine, and lift it up so our technician can apply that foam to the bottom. And a couple things that is going on at that is our most common use. People will get just the floor done. One of the reasons for that is they may not be planning to insulate the rest of it right now for whatever reason. They may be doing it as they get money. They got all kinds of reasons for it. But the floor, you're going to really want us to do it if you want an insulated building, because once it comes to your place and is sitting there and you're using it to crawl underneath it and try to foam it with anything, it's going to be a bit of a nightmare. Well, then when you put that stuff on there, it seals it off so well. It seals it from rodents, from bugs, dust. You don't really see much of that anyhow, but you can get drafts. You know how it is, just from the bottom up. It closes all those little holes for any of that sort of stuff, where it just completely seals off your floor. It does the same thing with all the rest of it as well, the walls and the ceiling.
Oh my gosh, listen to you. Folks, we have a real shed specialist in our area. You talk to Irvin about sheds and his eyes light up, and he could talk to you for on and on about sheds and what they can do. How did this fascination with building sheds begin for you, my friend?
Oh, that's a good question. My family's been doing it I have six brothers, and they've all been in this business, and four of them still are, and my dad. So we've been in it since 2000, I think. Mm-hmm. 20 years now, 2000 and, you know what, it was 2001, 22 years when my dad started. So, we've been doing this a long time.
And you've been doing it.
It's just a lot of
doing a great job at it, because I was talking to ShoeTree about their Google reviews. You actually beat them. You have 233 Google reviews, and you have 4.8. I think there's just one sourpuss out of 233, but overall 5 stars if you go to Google to see Out West Buildings at 7450 Reno Highway in Fallon, Nevada. Get the little brochure. Stop on by. He'll show you around. And you have a brochure, which I still have, of all the different things you build there with the sheds, including a greenhouse. What is the most offbeat, but not bad, use for a shed that you have witnessed? I mean, people and their creativity, you know. Irvin, what have you seen or heard that people did with a shed?
Boy, I'll tell you what I've seen out here ain't as maybe out. I don't see everything. I'm sure somebody's done this. I just haven't seen it, but I've seen it in the Midwest, the exact same building we have. People will take them and they'll tie several of them together with a whole bunch of framing in between them and make some kind of house with a breezeway. I don't know what all they're doing. Out here, boy, they're set it in their backyard. It's kind of the center of their party pad or their, you know, where they socialize around it. Store very valuable classic cars, hot rod type stuff in it. We had a gentleman who stored a bunch of airplane parts in one. It's amazing. It's amazing the value of the things that are in these sheds in people's backyards.
You can string them together. I can finally build my commune that I've been dreaming of all this time.
There you go.
And you're just keeping the city inspector busy with this kind of talk.
John, we
tell us about the, now, folks, this is the first anybody has heard about this. Irvin told me that we are the first people to announce that you are having a huge container sale. Now, are these the things that you see on the trains that you've got a hold of some of them and you actually sell these containers and some of the preppers, they bury them and live in them and things like that? You have a big container sale coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, starting today, and this is starting at this moment, call our office at 775-600-4280. And they will help you with this. if you need a shipping container, yeah, it's the same thing you see running up and down the railroad. We deal in those, and we can get you pretty much, well, we deal in 20 and 40 footers, used and new, or the new or one trip. But yeah, we have a 10% off on those things right now. And that's we haven't done that in our containers in quite a long time. So it's, we can get you, if we don't have it on our yard, we'll get it for you. We, you can get them. A lot of the, industrial uses, use them for, or put roll up doors on the side of them to get, you know, big pallets and store things inside them. We can get roll up doors in them. We can get man doors, windows, all those sorts of things. And we put foam insulation in these things as well. If you want to cut back on that heat,
yeah,
we can foam insulate these things.
Whatever, folks, sure. Whatever you want to do with them. That's, and this is really surprising you have a sale on them, because they're kind of like an in thing right now, and a sale on something that people are actively looking for. Okay, you got a call here. You know what, Irv, and you get more phone calls than I do. This is Jeff. Jeff, welcome
Irvin
to the...
Irvin got disconnected accidentally.
Irvin, call back. You got disconnected. Jeff, what's the question for Irvin?
Do any of your sheds have climate control or air conditioning, or is that unnecessary with your insulation?
I will answer for Irvin. I have a shed myself. Basically, like he just finished talking about, you can, if you have the permit and such, a building permit, you can add electricity to it. You can put air conditioning in it, sure. With the foam insulation, that'd be a pretty cool man shed, if you don't mind my saying. What kind of use were you thinking of, Jeff?
Well, I have heard their ads, and I've been meaning to call them, but I'm a procrastinator, so I'm really glad you have them on this morning. We want to store some furniture, very nice furniture. You know, we have our house furnished, but former generation is all gone ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some good furniture to store. And we thought that if we put it in, if it gets too hot, I worry that that could like dry out the glue or just damage the finish in some way that, you know, see, our kids aren't ready for it. Our kids don't have houses to put this stuff in, and we want to hold on to it so that they can have it. And paying for storage just doesn't pencil out. It's silly. So I was wondering, the best way to store something and still have it look the way I expect it to look if you unpack it out of a container or a pod or something like that 5-6 years from now.
All right, Irvin, go ahead. We give you a minute here to answer Jeff's question.
Hey, can you hear me okay, John? I got cut off a second.
Yes, I can hear you.
Very good, very good. Hey, Jeff, thanks for that question. Yeah, I would, the benefit of the containers, is this, or the storage you need, do you need it with any kind of lighting? Do you need windows or anything like that?
Well, I guess he may have dropped off. We could drop Jeff's call there, Craig. Irvin, he asked about putting air conditioning in the shed along with the insulation. Sounds like a doghouse after...
Only John would think about it as a doghouse.
Well, I mean, when I say doghouse, I don't mean dogs. I mean, if there's you need a little break from the situation at home.
Or Kathy forces a break from that situation.
Let's not get into that. Actually, this is taking a wrong turn here. Irvin, thank you so much for calling in Out West Buildings in Fallon. Container sale starts today. It's been a pleasure talking with you again, Irvin. Have a great day.
Thanks, man.
Okay. All right, coming up, a guest from Genoa. And then we're going to take your calls after the 10 o'clock in the morning news about anything. I'm John Potter, 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:48.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
That awkward moment when a zombie is looking for brains and he walks right by you. It's just embarrassing. Hi, I'm John Potter. Yeah, just happened here at 9:52. Hi, Lacey.
Hi, good morning, John.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, I love Genoa. I have since the 1970s. What a place to go. And I don't know how you do it. You retained that small town Mayberry feeling there. You know, it's not, I just got through with a rant on Tahoe and how it's totally changed. Genoa doesn't change.
Exactly.
So you run the White House Inn. Now, there have been some changes in Genoa. No, nobody's built a high-rise or anything like that. The Pink House has new owners.
Correct.
And the Pink House, I go there all the time when I'm in Genoa. I haven't been to the Pink House since the new owners took over. I hear it's awesome. They even have live music.
Absolutely.
What, outside?
Yes.
And we're not talking like Kiss and the rock and screaming rock and roll, right?
They have a variety of music. Anything from jazz breakfast on Sundays to...
A jazz breakfast. How cool is that?
And you know what? In the wintertime, it is spectacular because we're able to just go right next door, listen to live music, have a beautiful dinner, great atmosphere, so...
It is great, great, great. You are the general manager of the White House Inn in Genoa, which is right next door to the Pink House. And if you want to stay in Genoa, you right now have just, what, two choices? There's David Wally's and you.
Absolutely.
What happened to the other places?
When you are in the small bed and breakfast / inn category, it's a lot of work, and people... oftentimes discover it's a lifestyle, not a job. And so then, a number of the other inns had been operating for years and years, and they just,
lot of work. That was one of my dreams. I was going to retire and open up a bed and breakfast. So many of them are for sale in Nevada. I think the one in Ely is still, they're trying to find a buyer for it and stuff. But everybody warned me against it. They said, it's a lot of work and some of the customers and everything. But it's a wonderful place. It's, I think, the great thing about Genoa, it's rather undiscovered. Us locals love it, and we don't crowd it, except for the candy dance. The White House Inn, how many rooms do you have there?
Currently, we have 4 rooms. We just got okayed for 2 more. Additional rooms, and so that's really going to make a great improvement.
And let me guess, it's a historic building,
right? Correct.
Well, of course.
Yes, the house itself was built in 1868, and there's 2 rooms upstairs in the main house. Then we also renovated the original carriage house, and so that is my favorite room. That's like our honeymoon suite. Then the blacksmith office, or shop, excuse me, and then now we're doing a bunkhouse. So it's going to be an old-fashioned bunkhouse.
What is that?
It's going to be, haven't you ever seen Gunsmoke?
And all yeah, the guys but out do there? You stay in it? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes, we're adding 2 more rooms, so it should be really fun. It'll be decorated in the old theme. And
like Gunsmoke.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you can't go wrong with Gunsmoke.
No, exactly. So this building, 1868?
Yes.
Okay. Who was somebody's house at one time, right?
Absolutely, yes. The Mormons, having founded Genoa, we had a family, the Seaman family, and then, of course, it went on to Seville, Adams, Jukester.
How did you end up with it?
Well, it's actually my auntie's, and she purchased it for her mother in 1982.
Well, paint us a picture. How cute is the White House Inn in Genoa?
Okay, it's a beautiful Victorian home with some modern touches. For example, we have heated bathroom floors, things like that, nice amenities. Beautiful landscaping, lots of wildlife. You can sit out, watch the deer, listen to the birds.
Oh, the deer are all over the place, and we're talking the main street, folks.
Absolutely.
Here, one thing, don't modernize it in any way. That's what the Mizpah did in Tonopah. And, oh, my gosh, now you check in with a computer, and everything is computerized in your room right now, and they got the flat screen in the room, and it just kind of ruins the character.
It does. It does, absolutely. So we still like to take reservations over the phone. For example, anybody listening
with a human being talking.
Yes, yes, you get me. Or my voicemail if I'm helping guests. But if you're listening to this today, we're doing a summertime.
Well, I want to hold off on that so people wait to hear about, and it's very rare that there are like incredible deals in Genoa because it's such a high attractive place to go to, but you actually have August deals, and I want to ask you, what do you do in Genoa? Okay. What is there to do?
Oh, there's fishing,
now I know.
There's hiking, there's shopping, of course, there's multiple restaurants. There are things like the Mormon Station. You can go and do the walking tour. They also do guided tours. There's ghost tours. There's the Genoa Courthouse Museum, which is amazing. That's May through October, and it's super fun.
I just did.
The oldest bar in the state is there, so you can go and...
Candy still bartending?
You know what? She is not. However, she's nearby. I can send her a message.
Well, this
she's
is,
my neighbor. So.
This is a small town. Everybody knows somebody there. I just did the Mormon Station tour. Well, there's a ranger there, and nobody else seems to go there. So it's all just you taking the tour. Anyway, stick around, because after the news, we'll get into the deals. The deals, how to save money going to Genoa and have fun at the same time with Lacey here. Okay, can you hang around?
I sure can.
All right, one more break with Lacey here. We're talking Genoa. By the way, you can call in and talk Genoa talk to us, 884-9910. We'll be back after Fox News. FM News Talk time is 9:58.